It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American writer John Dos Passos, born in Chicago in 1896. One of the major novelists of the post-World War I Lost Generation era, his reputation as a social historian and as a radical critic of the quality of American life rests primarily on his trilogy, USA. The son of a wealthy lawyer of Portuguese descent, Dos Passos graduated from Harvard in 1916 and volunteered as an ambulance driver in the First World War. His early works were essentially portraits of the artist repelled by the shock of his encounter with a brutal world. Among these was the bitter anti-war novel Three Soldiers, which appeared in 1921. Extensive travel in Spain and other countries while working as a newspaper correspondent in the post-war years enlarged his sense of history, sharpened his social perception, and confirmed his radical sympathies. His novel Manhattan Transfer from 1925 is a rapid transit writer's view of the metropolis. The narrative shuttles back and forth among the lives of more than a dozen characters in nervous, jerky, impressionistic flashes. The execution of the anarchists Sacco and Vanzetti in 1927 profoundly affected him. He had participated in their losing battle to win a pardon. The event crystallized his image of the United States as two nations, one for the rich and privileged, and one for the poor and powerless. USA is the portrait of these two nations. It consists of the 42nd parallel, covering the period from 1900 up to the war, 1919, dealing with the war itself and the critical year of the Treaty of Versailles, and the big money, which races headlong through the boom of the 20s to the bust of the 1930s. Dos Passos reinforces the histories of his fictional characters with a sense of real history, conveyed by the inserted devices of newsreels, artfully selected montages of actual newspaper headlines and popular songs of the day. He also incorporates biographies of such representative members of the establishment as automobile maker Henry Ford, inventor Thomas Edison, President Woodrow Wilson, and financier J.P. Morgan. He further presents members of that other nation, such as the socialist Eugene V. Debs, economist Thorstein Veblen, labor organizer Joe Hill, and the unknown soldier of World War I. Yet another dimension is provided by his camera eye technique, brief, poetic, personal reminiscences. USA was followed by a less ambitious trilogy, District of Columbia, consisting of Adventures of a Young Man, Number One, and The Grand Design, which chronicled Dos Passos' further disillusion with the labor movement, radical politics, and New Deal liberalism. The decline of his creative energy and his increasing political conservatism was evident in these works and became even more pronounced in his subsequent writings. Over a long career, Dos Passos produced 42 novels as well as more than 400 poems, essays, and plays. However, at his death in 1970 at age 74, his books scarcely received critical attention. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 14th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.